Hey, Tim, this is Kyle from Kerrville, Texas, man. I just want to let you know you got one bizarre, fucked up show. Sure as you rock.
It's coming. After three nonstop years on Broadway, 4,000 shows, 37 Tony Awards, the most popular show in the world is now coming to you. Tim Henson's Vagina Tales.
Mighty vagina, you are what men crave. As I stare at you betwixt my legs, clitoris slightly stimulated.
The most successful one-man show in the history of the universe is now embarking on a 57 North American city tour!
Latin men gang banging you in the back alley of a Taco Bell.
Incredible tales about incredible vaginas.
Would you apply lipstick to your puffy pink labia? I like to think so. I like to think so. I like to think so.
The reviews are in. If you don't watch Tim Henson's Vagina Tales, you're not American. Vagina Tales are vagina-tastic. Skip your Kegel exercises and rush out to see Tim Henson's Vagina Tales.
Now that I'm done, my fingers are sticky. But my mind is clear. You see, vagina, you are my true love. And I'll always hold you dear.
Tim Henson's Vagina Tales.
Freaks, it's Thursday, August 10th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, the highest pitch orgasm ever recorded. Plus, another white girl who thinks she's black, fucking nine Rottweilers, and my mom tries to explain the origins of Pootsie. All this for your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
You clamp down on that goddamn shit and you bite it off!
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you for a Sideshow exclusive episode of DV. Yesterday on the show, we played clips of some U-tards, right? U-tard updates. Well, when it rains, it pours. First up, remember yesterday, Thursday Lane quit YouTube. Well, I'm happy to report...
Hey, are y'all medium-built guys?
He's back and horny.
This is the central section. Team medium-built guys want to donate. See, this is the rabbit section. And like I said, if you have silver dark hair, this is for you.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
If you have orange hair, orange yellow hair, this is for you.
Right. It's more of the same from Thursday Lane.
I just want to say, why is it okay for everybody always say it's a woman mix, but not as a man mix? Why can't anybody ask in my mix? I know I'm black, but I'm just wondering. Because last time I checked, mix means... you have a multi-melting pot of every culture and race. Like I said,
you're half white and half black. Jesus Christ, it's not a hard concept to grasp. You fucking retard. Had about enough of Thursday Lane. So these first updates are very short. Because these are the U-tards that I can't handle anymore. Angela Cummings, of course, is the street preacher. She's in Portugal. She walks into a Catholic church, blows out all the candles, then walks out and starts screaming. I think Angela is a Baptist. I know there are some differences between Catholicism and other Christian religions, but they're pretty fucking similar. The Bible and Jesus, yada, yada, yada. Just seems like it would be a better use of her time to go after Satanists or non-believers or Muslims even, you know, like people who don't believe in Jesus Christ.
I don't know how many of you are Catholics. I don't know how many of you believe that Mary is appearing in Portugal. Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Someone's been shopping on eBay recently.
Grilled cheese sandwiches, the back of turtles, potato chips.
Turtles!
You know, a lot of people have seen Mary
in a van down by the river. Not all Catholics believe the image of Mary appears in Cheetos.
And they haven't all been drunk. Catholics are known for sipping on the booze.
Well, that's true. We're all alcoholics.
But God wants us to be sober people.
Didn't Jesus turn water into wine? Your move, Cummings.
Because the devil is roaming around the earth looking for whom he...
No one can understand a fucking word she says. They all speak Spanish down there, right? Or Portuguese, I guess. I guess that's what it says.
He can devour!
She's like powering down there.
I said praying the rosary is not in the Bible. That's something the Catholics came up with.
All right, I've heard enough. I think it's time to move on and introduce you to a new U-tard. Now, this might be a new U-tard, but I have a sneaking suspicion we featured this chick, like, I don't know, 10 years ago when she was just a little girl. Do you remember this video?
Hey, what up, y'all? This your girl, Lil J, and this little girl right here is getting a belt body. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face or send me a or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace.
MySpace?
I did, and this little bitch right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga. So if you have anything to say, you can say it to me. And if you want to bump, let's go, because I ain't scared of your motherfucking ass. I bitch, later.
All right, now let's fast forward. I'm going to post a link on our show notes to this video that I just played of Lil J wanting to bump or whatever. And then I want you to compare it to this chick on YouTube. Like, compare her facial features and how she talks. And give me your expert analysis. Is this the same person? I'd like to introduce you now to Whoa Vicky, a very, very white girl who is under the assumption and belief and delusion that she is black. In this first video, she is sporting cornrows and grills.
Hey.
She's hitting her head with her hand.
Hey, you guys, welcome back. Today, I'm going to be showing you how to slay a black girl like mine's edges. As you can see right now, my natural curly hair is braided. And, you know, you need to take very good care of natural curly hair. You got a deep conditioner, all that. But right now, I have it braided, so my curls, you can't see them. But you get this Eco Gel, and this is a major step in taking care of natural curly hair, because you always want to make sure your hair is slayed and laid like mine is right now. And you get it, and you take it, and you... lay your edges just like this and get a lot on it, like make sure it's overflowing. And you slay.
Right, so she shows you how to use whatever that shit is for black girls, how to lay edges. In the next video, we learn more about her.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel.
So she doesn't just talk like that in one video. She talks like this all the time.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel.
Welcome back to my YouTube. I'm trying to figure out how to make those sounds come out of my mouth.
Hey guys, welcome back to my...
It's like a deviated septum, isn't it?
Hey guys.
Do all black people have that?
Welcome back.
She has a cold. Like, she's got a perpetual stuffy nose. Hey, my YouTube channel, I don't know the video to share with you today.
Channel is Whoa Vicky or Victoria Watson.
I gotta get the accent down, though. Yo, what up, yo?
You know, yes. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Today, I'm gonna be showing you, today we're gonna be facts about me.
Fact number one, I got big fat lip because I'm black. Number two, I like watermelon cause I'm black. Number three, I'm in a gang cause I'm black. Number four, I got nappy hair cause I'm black. Like, anything she's ever heard about black people or any black stereotype, she's going to adopt. Hey, I was raised by my grandmother cause I'm black. My brother got shot up in the hood cause I'm black. I voted for Obama because I agree with his international policy, but...
Fact number 13, I am black. I don't know why a lot of y'all, like, get so mad about that. Like, it's said in my ancestry.com. If you don't believe me, look at my name, Victoria Waldrip, W-A-L-D-R-I-P, on ancestry.com, and you will see that it says, I am black. Fact number 14.
Is that how ancestry.com works? You type in a name, hit submit, and then, like, in 72-point font, it flashes, you're black, you're black, you're black. It's a very easy user interface.
I am pregnant with Poppy JJ's kids. Fact number 15. We are having twins.
Wait, she's 17 and pregnant. Okay.
Fact number 16. Me and Poppy JJ are getting back together.
But you need to enunciate or, like, put subtitles on this shit because I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all for today.
And then she's got other videos like this one.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to
my channel.
Victoria Waldrip. So today I'm gonna be giving you like an everyday makeup tutorial.
This is what I do every day when I wake up. You take your charcoal and you rub it all over your face. The title of the video is How to Make Your Melanin Glow. How to Make Your White Skin Look Black. Queen Storm, right? She got white girl hair. This is a comment. White girl skin? She's fucking white. Yeah, no shit. We all know she's white. No one that's under the impression that she's black. She's fucking white and has always been. Black girls, real black girls, with actual melanin, don't have hair like that or skin like that. She needs to shut the hell up and sit the hell down. What black girl had vanilla as their foundation? That's one of the things she shows off is her vanilla, makeup foundation. We got chocolate. Not even our light-skinned queens got shades that light. So damn irritating. There is an Asian YouTuber named Rice Gum who watched one of Whoa Vicky's videos and was like, oh my God, she's out of control. Someone needs to shut her the hell up. So she responds to this Asian guy in this last video.
Nigga, you coming for me? But you can't even say nigga like me because you ain't black, nigga.
Neither are you! Ancestry.com was glitching the day you logged on, I think.
Like, you need to get my name out your motherfucking mouth. Like, nigga, you talking about you from the hood, this and that. Nigga, if you was ever to come to my hood, nigga, you wouldn't last a day. Or you ain't even last a minute, nigga. Like, nigga, you talking shit about me, but you wanna be my race. You wanna be black. Nigga, I wish you would say that shit in my face. I'll beat your ass, nigga, and I'm a girl. Like, don't ever.
Are you sure about that? Have you checked gendery.com? That's where you type your name in and it'll let you know what gender you are.
You wanna be my race, but you got a nervous head. I'm crazy? No, nigga, you're crazy. Cause you just admitted that you wanted to be my race. And then you gonna say, I'm crazy because I think I'm black. No, I am black. I seen it on Ancestry.com. You're not black, nigga. You want...
I'm sure many have a little black in us. I had a little black in me last night. What? Like a 1/34th black or something. That's what she's grasping on to. I think if you're a third black or more, you can talk black. You can say you're black. Anything less than that, you're white. The blackness has been... too diluted. The whiteness has taken over, as we often do. Let's, real quick, I've got one more Utard update. Let's go back to that. Someone on Facebook said, hey, have you ever featured this guy? And we have many times, John Sakers. He's that creepy vegan who writes songs about he'll only have sex with vegans or only let vegans touch his dick, stuff like that. He's got a new song called Pull My Pants Down. Very sexual vegan.
Would it make you feel chipper if I let you pull down my zipper? Would it make your frown turn upside down if I let you pull my pants down? Would it make your smile wide as a mile?
He's wearing a vegan choker, by the way. It's, I don't know, or maybe it's like a bandana or something. It says vegan on it.
If we make love for a while, would it make you grin if I let you touch my skin?
He's shirtless and I'm disgusted. Like, you know, you think vegans are in shape. He's a little doughy, actually.
If I were to let you take off my clothes and let you sniff my body with your curious nose. Would that make you horny? Would you want to attack? Unleash your passion on me. Don't hold back.
So this video is obviously on YouTube. On the right-hand side, there's that sidebar that's up next, you know, in the autoplay section. The very next song is It's Been a Long Time Since I Got Laid. So, you know, he's got sex on the mind because he's not getting any. Here's another disturbing song.
You are so sexy, I would drink your bath water, even if you pissed in it. You are so sexy, I would...
This is awful, although I would much prefer to hear this at Chipotle. You know, like when those vegans infiltrate and they're like, meat is murder! And they interrupt your dinner. I would like it if John Sakers would just sing this song. I would drink your piss bath water.
You are so sexy, I would drink your bath water, even if you pissed in it. In a world full of people who do not care, thanks for giving us shit. You are so sexy, I would drink your bath water.
Repetitive.
Even if you pissed in it.
Hallmark of Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominees. Couple more short clips. Let's move away from U-tards into more sexy territory. Here is a woman riding a man's dick, and apparently he's giving it to her real good. She begins to squeal like a pig here. Oh my god. R.I.P. your ears. Do it again, do it again! All the dogs in the neighborhood are howling. You know, I can scream in a similar way, but I have to have a cold. And I actually recorded myself, if you want to hear it. That's me. It's on my phone. I have this app that I can just press a button and I get... It's called Ham Horn, by the way. If you want to download it in the App Store. I don't know if there's an Android version of it. But what it is you press a button and it's... remember that show 30 Rock? Tracy Jordan, played by Tracy Morgan. He had a wife. And in the show, his wife is like a spokesperson for the Ham Council. Because everyone loves the way she says ham. It's like, ham! You know, it's a real black ham. And so this app is called Ham Horn. You just press a button and it's her going, ham, ham. But they've got a few other options, like a sad trombone. It's like, you know, you could set the default and you can record your own. It's the dumbest app, but it's fantastic. Oh my god. Shove a sock in her mouth. One more short clip, and I don't think we've played this before. We've played similar videos. This is a first-person point of view type of video, those POV things. You are a father talking to your daughter.
Wait, I didn't talk to you.
Just sit down.
Okay, I just wanted to bring up something. Something that's been bothering me.
What is it, daughter?
What?
What's going on with you?
Do you not remember?
Remember when you fucked me last night?
Anything?
It's gotta be that, right?
You aren't all depressed and stuff?
I mean, Dad, you kind of took advantage of me when I was sleeping.
You remember that? Remember when you came all over my face?
You basically, like, raped me.
Whoa! Let's not throw the R word around. Besides, you can't go to police with that. It's not rape if it's family. You don't understand these things because you're just a kid.
What?
Yeah. You can't rape someone you're related to. Silly girl. Now go study.
You kind of liked it though. It was just...
No. I was crying, Dad.
That right there, it seems to cross a line in porn, right? First of all, it's never a real father and a real daughter. It's always like a stepdaughter situation. Also, they very rarely throw the rape word around. It's always pretty consensual, so this is some...
Extreme!
Incest. Extremeincest.com. I'm sure that's taken. So here's the deal. If I want to watch any more, like the hardcore part of this video, the fucking, I've got to pay for it, which I'm not opposed to if you guys want me to. If you think like, oh, there's probably some real good audio, I think it would be hilarious, you know, email me. If it's something you want to hear. If real rape incest is something you want to hear on Distorted View Daily, let me know. We'll feature it. I mean, it's not real, obviously. These are actors, but they're portraying real father-daughter rape. You know what? Maybe North Korea should nuke us. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. So much for being Sideshow members. Really do appreciate it. I think I'm going to be doing something this weekend for you. It might be a video, might be a short mini program, might be a full episode. I think Lord Douche is going out of town, so I'll just typically that means I'd be sitting staring at a wall all weekend, which I'm perfectly fine with, but I might as well do a show or something for you guys, so be on the lookout for that. I mean, it's not a guarantee, nothing is, especially with me, but that's the plan. If you want to upgrade your account to a lifetime one, just email me, show@distortedview.com. I'll knock $50 off the normal price, yada, yada, yada. Okay, three quick stories. This one's real short, but it's interesting. I guess I could post a link on the show notes to this as well. A news anchor had no idea that a porn was playing in the background. You know, these sets, these news sets are ridiculous, especially like on like network news. This happened on, the BBC, right? And so a lot of times, you'll see the anchor behind a desk, and then there'll be, like, glass behind them, and then you'll see, like, people in the newsroom working. Well, someone wasn't... Well, he was working hard on his boner, I guess. His evening boner. Because the guy back there was watching an adult film. The evening news was a lot more eye-opening than usual on Tuesday over there on the BBC, as a pornographic film was spotted playing in the background as anchor Sophie Raworth reported live about cricket. Oh, that sounds interesting. It's definitely, this is a very British-centric story. The video in the background shows a woman taking off her shirt, removing her bra, and flashing an estimated audience of 3.8 million people. The slip-up may not have been caught if it happened at a time other than the social media age, but people caught it and immediately posted it all over Twitter and YouTube. People legitimately want to know how porn ended up on their news. Someone tweeted, "Dear BBC News, why was someone watching a porn video on the news at 10 last night? The awkward and comical incident will likely result in an employee losing their job, according to UK tabloid The Sun. Quote, the employee is on borrowed time when bosses catch up with him. You simply cannot get away with that kind of stuff anymore. Could you ever? When was airing hardcore XXX anal pornography allowed on network television? And now, because that news story was so short, here are a few audible news bloopies.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Tyrannosaurus Rex. In countless movies, like.
Little slip of the tongue there. Here's another one.
Speaking of do it yourself, that's your kind of thing, Maria. You love doing it yourself.
Good morning, everyone. Sometimes, yeah, I can take a look at the next 5 days ahead. What we have coming our way, we have. Don't start. Okay.
It's funny because it sounds like he's talking about her fingering her pussy herself.
Good
Not having sex, but masturbating.
Morning, we're back to reality. That's what I have to work with. See, I'm here doing the weather and I can see what's going on in the background. And it's always some sort of shenanigans.
Those were like recent bloopers and they weren't that great. That's why we never featured them on DV. My favorite, of course, is remember when that, I think it was like that Malaysian plane crashed. A local news thought they got a real scoop. They released the names of the pilot of the flight, but I think they got some bad info.
KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of pilots on board flight.
The NTSB confirmed
flight 214 when it crashed.
They had to issue a retraction, obviously. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Virginia. Henrico County man accused of performing sex acts on Rottweilers. Just Rottweilers, though. He was very particular. He had a thing for Rottweilers. He was convicted of two counts of animal cruelty on Tuesday. Stephen Matthew Tyler, 31, entered an Alford plea to a felony. I don't know what that means. There's no words there. An Alford plea. What does that mean, an Alford plea? Fuck it. We'll do it live. All right. He entered an Alford plea to a felony charge of inflicting pain and causing death of an animal. Jesus Christ. He dicked him to death? Does this man have a large penis, or was he just particularly forceful with his animal rape? He entered a guilty plea to an additional misdemeanor charge of animal cruelty under an Alford plea. Oh, here we go with an explanation of what an Alford plea is. Under an Alford plea, a defendant doesn't admit guilt, but acknowledges that prosecutors have enough evidence for a conviction. We found dog shit on your dick. The guy was like, Jesus, that does not look... I mean, I've got an explanation, but I can understand how this doesn't look good for me. The Rottweiler took a dump in my kitchen. I was walking around naked. There's no law against that. And I slipped because, you know, the linoleum floor is rather slippery. And I just got out of the shower and I fell dick first into the pile of crap. Does anyone still have linoleum floors? I watch a lot of HGTV because, you know, I'm a faggot. But I never see houses with linoleum floors or people renovating, put in linoleum floors. If I ever buy a house, I'm replacing all of my flooring with linoleum. It's probably really cheap. All right, the defendant, who had 8 Rottweilers, admitted to police that he performed oral sex on one of the dogs. Well, then what is this Alford plea? The Alford plea is like, look, I'm not admitting to anything, but it appears like the prosecution has enough evidence to convict me. But then he's like, yeah, well, I mean, I blew the dogs. Sure. That goes without saying. All right, he admitted to police that he performed oral sex on one of the dogs. Just one. An eighth of the dogs I performed oral sex on. 1 out of 8. I sucked their dick. I mean, mathematically, that's insignificant, right? All right, good defense, I guess. He said he performed oral sex on one of the dogs. That's according to Nail A. Abzuzaki, an assistant Commonwealth's attorney for Henrico. Abzuzaki said a hard drive found at Taylor's home contained 171 images of bestiality, including 10 images. Okay, so here we have this guy who obviously loves the idea of having sex with animals. He's got images, video, and not just like stuff collected online. There were 10 images of he himself performing oral sex on a Rottweiler. He took blowjob selfies. Why the hell would Virginia accept his Alford plea? I think they have a pretty solid case against this guy. All right. His client disputes the fact that he is the person in the images, though. Abzaki said the defendant's conduct was, quote, appalling. After his court appearance, Taylor called the allegations against him lies, saying he isn't guilty. We'll explain all the bestiality porn. Taylor said he entered his plea because he didn't feel that he could get a fair trial. A search warrant was executed in November at Taylor's Lakeside home in the 2900 block of Kenwood Avenue for child porn and crimes against nature, according to a criminal complaint. Taylor's roommate, Craig Michael Knox, was arrested in November after the search of the home. Knox was then arraigned in Pennsylvania, on various sex charges, including allegations that he raped a 9-year-old boy. It's funny how those two found each other and became roommates. Wonder if one of them, posted a Craigslist ad. Looking for a roommate. I've got 9 Rottweilers, and I've got some interesting hobbies. If you know what I'm talking about, I think we'll get along just fine. All right, the 8 dogs at the Kenwood Avenue home were seized. Abzaki said 2 of the dogs had to be euthanized. They were fucked too silly. The dogs were in a dicked daze. Henrico Circuit Judge James Stephen Yaffe, which is funny because isn't Yiffy, like yiffing, a term that furries use? And furries are kind of like animals, right? He was stunned by the graphic nature of the case. I just don't have any words, he said. This is disgusting. Taylor will be sentenced on November 4th. The maximum punishment for the felony is 5 years in prison, while the maximum sentence for the misdemeanor is just 1 year in prison. So there you go. And finally today, freaks. Oh, I was just sharing this image with friends yesterday. Walmart has had to apologize. They condemned a display inside one of its stores that appeared to market firearms as a back-to-school item. This happens a lot, doesn't it? It seems like every year I'm reading a similar story. The company said Wednesday it was working to identify which of its stores put up the exhibit. If you want to see what the picture looks like, I've made it today's featured image over there at superfreaksaja.com. A sign reading, "Own the school year like a hero," was placed directly above a glass case filled with guns. Photos of it spread like wildfire on social media. People cried foul on Twitter and demanded an explanation from Walmart. One person asked, "What are you suggesting?" Walmart finally responded to some of the comments by calling the display truly awful and horrible. Spokesman Charles Croson said that the company is not happy and is working diligently to find out where the photo was taken and ensure that the sign has been removed. Croson told CNN on Wednesday evening Walmart was still trying to find the sign and the gun display. It wasn't immediately clear if the sign had been removed. Earlier, Walmart said it had identified the location and removed the sign, but Croson said that was a mistake. This wasn't the first time Walmart's marketing strategy left consumers outraged. Well, first of all, this was just like a local, you know, this was a local employee of one of their Walmarts, probably thinking they're funny, you know, being an asshole. Last September, a Walmart in Panama City Beach put up stacked boxes of Coca-Cola to resemble the World Trade Center. Oh, I think we read that story. In an apparent attempt to commemorate 9/11, Walmart corporate said it didn't mean any disrespect, and the display was quickly taken down. In 2014, the company apologized for selling a fat girl costume on its website. I wonder if you can still get those on Amazon. Because I feel like that's just being overly sensitive. Although that's a funny thing to dress up for. It's Halloween. I'm going as a fat chick. Fat girl costume. Come on, Walmart. There's like sumo, boys inflatable sumo, but I don't see any fat girl costumes. Oh, the world has gone too politically correct. We can't make fun of fat. Are there tranny costumes? Tranny costume. There's something called a tranny hot mess brown wig, which is just, it sounds gross when you stick the words hot mess and brown together. Tranny hot mess brown wig, $6. And then there's some like weird Japanese products, like cool Japanese present, a Y-type breast form silicone bust. Oh, look at that. And the picture is of like a Japanese guy squeezing a tit. Oh, Amazon. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. We also have that Patreon line. Thank you so much to all of my patrons. You know what? Maybe this weekend I'll do an update just for you guys because, like I said, I'll just be staring at the wall. And I have some ideas of things that I'd like to do for patron freaks, so maybe I'll work on those. Just as thank you for pledging a little extra. First, I'll check in with a patron.
Hey, Tim, Haley's Comet calling up. First of all, Pootsie? Really?
Pootsie, yeah.
What kind of candy-ass bullshit is that?
Well, that's my... I don't know if that's like an Italian thing, Pootsie. I don't know how that came up. I guess I could call my mom and ask her. Hold on here.
Bullshit is that. Anyway, no wonder you like making your mother read those ridiculous Craigslist ads if she was that fragile and delicate about profanity when you were younger.
Yeah.
Profanity is a tool. It is not something to be afraid of. You gotta teach your kids how to use it properly. Anyway, wanted to weigh in on the whole banning people thing. I think this probably goes without saying, but I just want to explicitly state, if you raise enough money for you to feel comfortable banning me from the voicemail line for a month or 6 months or whatever, sorry, I'm cool with that. You'll still have my type of show subscription. Still be subscribing to the Patreon line. Keep in mind, I've run competitions where I tried to get people to raise enough money to meet.
Haley's comment really is a great listener. He wants people to ban him. He's like, come on, give Tim money. I'll go away for a while. It's worth it. Let me call my mom real quick. That's, you heard me loading up Skype here. She hasn't been on the show since she got sick, huh? Gotta ask her about Pootsie.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Good. You're on my show. I had a quick question for you.
Oh, okay.
So, when I was younger, you didn't like me saying the word fart. Like, if I farted, you didn't want... you didn't want. What did you make me say instead?
I don't remember. I say fart.
Instead of fart, you wanted me to say, I...
Poot.
What was that?
I... What was going to say? Pootsie.
Pootsie. Where the hell did that come from? No one I've ever run across in my life has ever heard the word Pootsie. Is that an Italian word?
Yeah, this is the way... Well, this is what Grandma, I guess... Grandma started that, I think. I think that was from her.
And she was Italian. I mean, she was like hardcore Italian. So is it like an Italian? Italian or based on an Italian word. Let me look up the Italian word.
Yeah, but to make the kids understand, I think that's how she did it.
Yeah, Italian word for fart. Let me look that up.
Fart.
No.
You can look that.
Scoreggia.
Did you hear that?
Scoreggia.
What?
Scoreggia.
Wait a minute. What?
Can you hear that?
Scoreggia.
Yeah, but I can't make it out what it is.
Well, it's Italian. Scoreggia.
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 Scoreggia. Scoreggia?
S-C-O-R-E-G-G-I-A. Pootsie.
Pootsie. Did you do Pootsie?
Pootsie?
Yeah, that's about all I can remember.
Yeah, I can't find... It's weird. I can't find any information about Pootsie. I don't know where that came from. That's weird.
No, I think that's one of Graham... I think maybe that's one of the cheese made up, maybe. Mm. I don't know. Pootsie?
How are you feeling, by the way?
Well, I went for my stress test today.
Well, you're on my show. I mean, is everything okay? You don't have to get too...
Oh, yeah. Everything's okay. Okay. I have my operation on the 16th. Everything's all set.
What, the 16th? Wait a second. Operation. Was that, is that for your gallbladder removal?
Yeah, the gallbladder thing, yeah.
I'm gonna have to talk to you off of the show. But what is that like... how long are you in the hospital for?
Well, that I don't know. It all depends. They said they might. It's all up to the doctor. I may go home the same day, or I don't know. Everything, all my stress tests that I had today, all came out all right.
Really? So that was for your heart and everything, right? Because your heart was.
Yeah, they were more concerned about the heart thing. Yeah. So that's what I. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
I'm sure this is interesting for my listeners, but well, that's good. Listen, I will call you as soon as I get done with my show because I want to see if I should come up and maybe in some.
Okay.
But thank you for the Pootsie information.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay, all right.
Hey, you know what? Hey, real quick. Are you still there?
What?
So, my mother, what did you say? Well, the first thing when I came to visit you last time, you said a very bad swear word. I feel like I'm rubbing off on you. It's a word I don't ever hear out of your mouth.
I know. I was mad.
You're mad at
the mad about
the doctors and the bills.
About the whole fucking thing.
There it is.
That's right.
My for the first, I don't know, 30 some years of my life, I never heard that come out of your mouth. Then I started having you read those awful Craigslist ads, and now you're swearing like a sailor. F that.
Yeah, you're rubbing off. You're rubbing off on your mother, which is bad. You're bad influence for your mother.
All right, I feel kind of proud, actually.
Really?
Well, hey,
I'm not so proud.
Well,
no,
listen, Mom. I'll call you in a little bit. Until then, have a fucking good evening.
Yeah, well, you too.
All right. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Fuck
bye-bye.
You. Bye. All right, let's do a couple more voicemails. Oh, we're already 40 minutes in. We'll do one more voicemail here. Yes, caller. Yes, caller. Go.
Hey, Timmy Boo. I just want to say, I think it's pretty cool that you can talk about, like, the most trivial things, and you always manage to keep your listeners very interested.
Well, I don't know about that.
Curious about the shiganyaguns in your stories and your rants.
I know, it's dumb.
I mean, even if it's just you ranting about your...
Like the Hills jingle, is that what you're referring to?
Hills is where the...
Just you ranting about your... cable bill.
Oh.
We're always curious about this shit you have to say.
Oh,
pretty
well,
cool.
Thank you.
You have a very charismatic way of speaking. That you're always the life of a party, huh?
No, I'm not.
Charismatic.
I like to think I am, but then no one wants to hear from me.
Very charismatic.
Like, shut up, Tim.
Like and handsome. I like.
Thank you.
Timmy, can you do me a favor and turn on the echo or reverb full blast for this? Or what I'm about to say.
Okay, I guess, just for you.
One, two, three. Shut up.
All right, thank you so much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
The whole fucking thing.
Spread the distortion, STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you tomorrow to end the week with a Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Wow, big load. So I caught it all this time, and I'm gonna hang up and start licking, man. Have a nice evening.